Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. My friend, Dorinda Doyle,
recommended that I have this next guest on the line with me, and she's here right now, Julie Deanne, from Which Would You Choose, her children's book that she has written, where she wants to focus on children's emotional intelligence through her literature. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Julie Deanne.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely glad to have you today. And as we mentioned, Dorinda Doyle recommended that you come on the show. What is your relationship with Dorinda?
Thank you so much. You know, Dorinda and I became friends about a couple years ago when we both were working with a public relations rep, PR from the Heart. But she and I became fast friends because we both went to New York City. I think it was only my second time in my life. And we were reading our children's books on Kidlit TV, and it rained cats and dogs. Now, I brought my daughter, and we had driven there because we live in Virginia now, so it's about a three-hour drive, and we didn't get a room. We were just going to go for the day, see a play, which was phenomenal, by the way. It was the Harry Potter one, and The Cursed Child. And Dorinda let us use her room so we could dry off. We became fast friends. So anyway, she is phenomenal. She's got some great books. We have kept in touch. And then we also did a couple of book events in Madison, Alabama. I grew up in Madison. So Dorinda lives not far from there. And we got together, it was last Christmas. And we did like three events at United Way, at there was a bookstore there. And then there was also another tutoring place.
Julie, how does it help you to have a connection like the one you have with Dorinda?
It's really helpful when you have other children's book authors who are trying different things and you can bounce ideas off of each other. And of course, I mean, we're all out here to help the children, right? That's our mission. And we have different ways of doing that. Which is wonderful. But, you know, Dorinda, having been a school teacher for most of her life, she's already got that connection with the schools. With me, I have a very eclectic background and career. I've worked for the government, private sector, corporate. I taught in a university for a while, French, and I did teach ESL, English as a Second Language, over in South Korea. But I have not been a school teacher. So it's a very different for me, you know, looking to get my book into schools, because that is the mission of this book. It's to be, like you said, to teach emotional intelligence, but it's really to spark discussion through these scenarios. So I worked with my daughter, who at the time was around 7 or 8, and together I wrote the scenarios. She would read them, give me feedback. She helped me pick all the names to make sure they were androgynous, you know, to try and appeal to the widest audience, you know, whether you're male, female, regardless of race or creed or religion or wherever you live, and just pick basic scenarios that, you know, most kids would be able to relate with, and adults too, and then show how if you choose a positive thought versus the negative thinking, you can flip that spiral. And when you change the way that you think, it changes how you feel, and then you take different actions and you get different results.
Julie, let's go back to your childhood and maybe some people who influenced you. I was with second graders today over at Creekside Elementary School, and I think about all those teachers that they engage these children and lead them sometimes down a path that can make them an author or a doctor or a lawyer or other career paths that they take because of the positive influence that they had. Are there some teachers who influenced you as a young person?
Oh, you know it, right? Absolutely. I'll never forget my first grade teacher. It was actually her first year teaching, and she came in, Mrs. Brandt, and she had on braces, which at the time was really strange for an adult to have braces on, but since I later had braces, that was kind of reassuring. And she taught us Spanish, which was new for our school and for my class. And that's, you know, I actually went to graduate school and taught French. And in large part, I think, you know, it was that early love of language, learning a foreign language, and Spanish being, you know, another romance language similar to French. I I credit her a lot for that. And then I had a wonderful history teacher in eighth grade. He told history through stories, which was so powerful, as you can imagine, right? Being an author and talking to kids. So I learned more history in eighth grade than, seriously, I learned in all 4 years of high school.
When you think about writing and the opportunities that you took to put words on paper, when did you actually start that? Did you journal as a young person? Was there stories that you had written as a younger person with an idea in mind that you may want to eventually become an author?
Well, I'm glad you asked this question because I have a funny story about it. But yes, I did journal a lot as a kid. I had a journal, I had a diary, and I journaled all the way up through into college years and then kind of petered off. I used to, when I was very young, I would say around the ages of 6 to 12, I used to write poetry. And at one point, I started trying to write a story, like a fictional story. I just didn't finish. But the poetry really was something that I liked to do. And I just remember at one point, I was probably about 11 or 12, I got inspired. And at this time, you know, we didn't really have the internet. So I went to the library and I had to go through the card catalog and I had to look up an actual publishing company. And I reached out and I sent them some of my work in a letter. And, you know, I was young and I don't even think I told my mom. I just asked her for a stamp and she gave it to me, you know? And then a few weeks later, I got this response and I opened it up and it was one of those form letters. And it just said something, and it said something about I did not include an SASE, and I'm thinking, what is a SASE? And all I could tell in my kid's mind was, well, I don't see my poem, and it doesn't look like an acceptance, and I guess they didn't take it. Rats. So I was embarrassed, and I didn't tell anybody. And I don't even know, I think I ripped up the letter or I hid it away. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't ask anybody. And it wasn't until I became an adult, you know, probably in my 20s, at some point when I finally learned what SASE means. And, you know, all it means is a self-addressed stamped envelope. I had not sent them the self-addressed stamped envelope. And so, you know, a lot of these places, they're very big on following protocol. And being a kid, because I was too shy and didn't ask the question, I missed out. And, you know, I didn't like stop writing poetry, but I kind of gave up on my dream to be an author because of that one quote rejection, which wasn't even rejection, right? It was just confusion and me being young and letting the, you know, embarrassment get to me. And so I just encourage anybody out there to always, 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 you know, ask questions. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to reach out and follow up, and don't let one thing kill your dream. Because thank goodness, here I am, you know, decades later, not until my 40s, right, when I finally got inspired and wrote my children's book and pursued it and self-published it. And I'm so thrilled that I did that because it was definitely divinely inspired. And because of me having my daughter and things that happened in her school and making me think back to my childhood as well, that's how it all came about. That was the inspiration.
Well, Julie, we're in the same boat because I didn't write Riley's Big Challenge until I was 44 years old, and now I'm 45. So I waited a very long time, but I liked to write myself. When I was younger, I would write poetry or I would attempt to write songs, and there were different things that I would put on paper, but I really didn't know what to do with it. And so it just sat there and didn't have a place to go.
Oh, wow. That is so fascinating. And yes, I was 44 when I started writing it, so we have a lot in common. Well, did you ever do anything with those songs? Because I imagine you hung on to them.
Well, back in the 90s, when I wrote one song in particular, I learned about a poor man's copyright, which I don't believe is legitimate. Mm. But you mail the letter back to yourself with your music and have it postmarked a certain date, and that way you show that this was the song that you wrote at that certain time. I'm not sure if that works, but I did that. That was 30 years ago, but I've moved on from those things into what I'm doing now with the radio show, and I enjoy it, and I have an opportunity to speak with songwriters and musicians, and I've had a lot of great people on the show that I looked up to as a young person listening to their music, and that's been pretty cool to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a dream come true right there.
Well, there's more than one way to get to somewhere, right? I mean, if you're on a path, you may not necessarily know where you're headed, but if you're just doing, you're going to end up somewhere. And so for me to get to interact with those individuals that I loved listening to their music, it's really cool, like Crystal Gayle and Ricky Skaggs, a lot of those different people that I've been able to have on the show. It's fun for me to do that, to be able to have them and talk about their background and talk about their influences and talk about the passions that they have for nonprofits or different organizations that they want to support. So that's been really nice to be able to do that.
Oh, that is. I know those names. I went through a big phase all through my childhood into my 20s where I would listen to country music. And the funny thing is, even now, when I switch over and I'll listen to country music every now and then, I still recognize their voices. I still recognize a lot of the songs. Isn't that funny?
It's great. Right now, folks, we're talking to Julie Deanne, and we're glad to have her here on the Mark White Show today. Thanks to Dorinda Doyle. And Julie has written, "Which Would You Choose?" As she has an effort that wants to teach kids emotional intelligence, that's part of her work through this book. And if you'll stick with me, Julie, we'll have another segment and we'll talk some more about your book and what you want to do with this, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have my guest Julie Deanne with me right now. She is a children's book author. Welcome back to the show, Julie.
Thanks so much, Mark. This has been awesome.
This is great. I enjoy the conversation. I enjoy having like-minded people on the show that have a similar interest. And here you are with Which Would You Choose, your children's book. Let's talk about how this developed, how it came to be.
All right. Thank you. This is truly divinely inspired. I will take us back to COVID when the pandemic hit and everybody was sent home. At that point, I started meditating every day. Now, prior to this, I had kind of dabbled with meditation, but you know, I like to tell people meditation is kind of like brushing your teeth. If you only do it once a week, it doesn't do a whole lot of good, does it? So I started meditating every day, twice a day, and within short order, in less than 2 weeks, really, I came to the realization that I wish that someone had taught me how to do this when I was a kid. And I wished that they, I thought, you know, why don't they teach this in schools now? And with that thought came the idea of, you know, you could have a book. You could show what happens, because when you sit and you meditate, right, and you take those deep breaths and you calm the body by taking that deep, slow breath, that allows you to actually listen to what you're saying in your mind. I used to tell myself a lot, you know, I think too much. I need to stop thinking. Well, I finally figured out how. You go into meditation by breathing deeply. You actually take yourself out of your head and into your body and into your heart. So that brings you into the present moment. And then you can observe your thoughts. And that's when, you know, if kids were taught, hey, you can pick your thoughts. You don't have to, as I used to say, be a victim of your runaway train, you know, complain train thoughts in your mind. You can actually halt those and choose to think differently. But how do we demonstrate this? Because what I was thinking is I've seen a lot of books out there about, you know, choose your own adventure, or how to, like, a whole scenario, you know, where you go through the book and it shows you, you know, maybe how you could change anger into something else. But I had never seen a book out there that actually showed you what happens when you think positively versus what happens when you start to have that negative thought and you go down that spiral. And then how to switch, right? Because there's a way to switch that. And I'll tell you, the switch is gratitude. Whenever you are in a negative spiral of thinking, if you will just stop yourself and start expressing gratitude in that moment, even if it's for, you know what, thank goodness I'm alive. Thank goodness I have food to eat. Thank goodness I'm here on earth and then the sun is shining. You know, even if it's that basic, just that, those thoughts alone will start to make you feel better. And I encourage everybody to just practice, just try it out. Any situation that you find difficult or that you're struggling with, just start blessing it and expressing gratitude for it. And if you write it down, it makes it more powerful. Saying it out loud is also helpful. But if you keep doing that and you'll spend and you write down, say, 10, 20 gratitudes, no kidding, by the end of that, I guarantee you, you're going to feel better. So the book is designed to have like simple tools like this kind of embedded in the scenarios that the kids can, and the adults, right, and can spark discussion. And they can not only talk about, well, how would you do it? Or what might you think? Or what might you do? But also, how can you apply this in your life? And what similar scenario can you think of that now you might use the technique that was used in this book to, you know, switch your thinking and start thinking more positively?
Julie, how young have you seen a child or young person being able to meditate and benefit from it?
Oh, I'll tell you, absolutely. I have seen kids as young as pretty much as soon as they can understand and follow what you're doing. So as young as two, my goal with this book anyway is it's targeted for ages 5 to 12, but really the getting the meditation in schools, that could start as early as, you know, pre-K and really at home with the parents, right? When they see the parents doing it, or the parents encourage the kids to sit with them and just do deep breathing, even at night, like before you go to sleep. That's what my daughter and I used to do a lot, is it started out, I asked for her help, right? I said, hey, sweetie, I want to see what you think about this. Does this work? And so I kind of created this like 5-minute quick daily practice. And my thinking was teachers could do this in school, right? So at the start of each day, my daughter used to have this morning circle time. So I thought, well, during their morning circle time, they could gather the kids up and say, okay, everybody, we're going to do a time within and we're going to go within. And you just start with some deep breathing, you know, 3 or 4 deep breaths. And then, and there's kind of some practice to this, but you could do a, you know, breathe in through the nose for a count of 5, hold it for just a few counts, and then exhale through the mouth for a count of 6 or 7. The key is to exhale for longer than you inhale, because that's what takes the body out of the stress response. And then just do something simple, like tell them to bring to mind something that they love, a favorite stuffed animal, a favorite pet, a memory, or something they're looking forward to. That connects them with gratitude. And so then they can start expressing gratitude, and then just have them make some positive statements like, hey, I am safe and I am lovable and I am enough. If they just did that for just as little as 5 minutes every morning, you know what? That starts to reset those neural pathways in their brains. It starts to establish a habit, and it resets their whole baseline of, you know, what we call what, background happiness, or even their inner joy. And it keeps them connected, and they can use these skills throughout the day, throughout for the rest of their lives. Whenever they're feeling, you know, like test anxiety, I've had kids say, hey, I just started doing the deep breathing before a test and it really helped, and I did better on my test. And these were high school kids. And of course, you know, when kids are out there and they're dealing with other kids and they're in a situation that's, you know, they're starting to feel a little upset, they could, you know, start to self-regulate, take themselves apart, maybe go do a time within in the corner and just say, hey, I'm going to take a time within here. I'm going to connect. I'm going to do some breathing. I'm going to make some positive statements, and then go back and choose how they want to engage. That is really the vision that I have, that everybody, all the kids would learn to meditate, to take a time within, and to practice these tools. If you picture it, if we could imagine this, it would change the world within a generation. And that's what the Dalai Lama says. If every child were taught to meditate, we would eliminate violence within one generation.
Julie, how did you come up with the title? Which would you choose?
I it was brought to me in a meditation, actually. I was playing with the idea of what would you choose, but really, I thought which would you choose just sounded better. You know, because it's really about, do you want to choose positively or negatively? That's the real question. And anything else is just, you know, on top of that.
So let's talk about how people can get your book, Which Would You Choose? And maybe open the door for those who are listening right now who maybe want to give you an opportunity to speak or come to a school to make a presentation. Just tell us all the information that people would need to be able to connect with you, Julie.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark. Yes. Okay. So firstly, my book is available on Amazon.com. It's also available for order at Barnes & Noble. And again, it's Which Would You Choose? Now, my website has ways to connect with me across the board. So my website is www.juliedeanauthor.com. So it's spelled Julie, J-U-L-I-E. Deanne is just, for the website, it's just D-A-N-N. Author. So Julie, D-A-N-N, author.com. And on there, you can reach out to me via email. You can book a school visit. You can also book me as a speaker. I've done a TEDx talk on this very practice, the My Time Within. So my TEDx talk is out there if you want to see more about that and how that came about. But I do love speaking engagements. I love engaging with the kids. I bring bookmarks and coloring pages and, you know, do some fun activities. I've got some fun power practices too that are fun, quick, and simple. I've got a YouTube channel where I share some of these techniques. And I've got a few other free stuff out there, meditations, different things. So, but basically, my website is the way to really connect with me. And also on Facebook, my profile is just Julie Deanne, the apostrophe A-N-N.
Excellent. Julie Deanne, children's book author, author of Which Would You Choose? I appreciate you joining me here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Dorinda Doyle for connecting us, and you're always welcome.
Thank you so much, Mark. Loved it.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another episode of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.